Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the door?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
So, sad but true. You did get down one word.
Out of the night, it shelters me. Black as the pit, from pole to pole. Whatever gods there be, I thank for my unconquerable soul. No matter how straight the gate, no matter how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. The Audio Kitchen, in effect. Again. It's kind of a squeaky chair, Ken. It's a good one. I like the chair. Hello?
Hello?
I'm the professor. The head chef here from 7 till 8 on Wednesday. It's an hour of amateur audio for you, the professional or unwitting listener. We start off there with old Wacky Danny. Rather intoxicated in his 1979 Florida bathroom, reciting Invictus. That's right, it's the same poem Timothy McVeigh had pinned to his chest.
Hello?
When they inserted that nasty substance into his veins. Pretty topical. About as topical as this show's ever going to get, so. And we're going to go to many distant and exotic locations again here in the Audio Kitchen. Plain unprofitable and unprofessional sound, never intended for airplay until now. kind of just like to play this ice cream truck all night. I'm sure you can figure out a really quick and easy dance for this, can't you? Go ahead, work on it. Are you dancing? Here, let me add the chair noise. That didn't quite work like I thought. Okay, our first destination this evening is Israel, 1991, during the Gulf War. This is the beginning of an audio letter from Elliot, found in a Brooklyn junk store. Starts off with some Israeli radio, and then he describes his move to Tel Aviv. All about moving in with his girlfriend and getting married, I believe, and parking in Tel Aviv, a problem. And next week, we'll learn about the Scud missiles. This is during the Gulf War.
ראש הממשלה יצחק שמיר אומר כי אי אפשר ליישב את המשבר במפרץ אלא אם כן יודח סדאם חוסיין. השר אריאל שרון מכחיש את הדברים שפורסמו בשמו בעניין הקואליציה במפרץ.
בכל בנק עושים עסקים, איפה יש לך עסק?
ועכשיו כסף חי בפיקנטי.
9:06 דקות, והוא רשת ג'.
Hi there. You have been listening to IDF Radio. On this day, the 13th of February, 1991, that was a bit of the news, which I've been able to capture on the radio, followed by a couple of commercial presentations. You want to stand by, and if this interests you, we can switch to another interesting station and pick up something else. So this is like a little preamble entertainment for your interest before I go into a narrative form of letter to all those with an earshot of those electrostatic speakers, if they're still around. Okay, guys? Stand by.
States reports that Allied planes destroyed 4 Iraqi transport planes on the ground in raids on eastern Iraq. The spokesman said that pilots reported the possible destruction of another mobile Scud missile launcher. He said raids also continued on Iraqi Republican Guard positions. The Soviet Union says that President Gorbachev's special envoy, Mr. Yevgeny Primakov, has reported signs of hope after his talks in Baghdad on Tuesday with President Saddam Hussein.
من طائرات من مدفعية من أسلحة متقدمة
و200 جندي من المملكة العربية السعودية.
You've been listening to the sounds of the Middle East, Middle East Radio, and this has been floating on a piece of rubble in the Euphrates River, Elliot Finkelstein reporting live. Now, all kidding aside, hi folks, this cassette comes to you in commemoration of two things. Actually, the first is my birthday, which has passed recent weeks. And by the time you will have gotten this cassette and are comfortably listening to it in the warmth of your Brooklyn living rooms, I will have been gone for one full year. Wow! And what an exciting year this has been! Well, it's not that bad. A year isn't that long of a time, but let's summarize what's gone on in this one year's time to have made it so exciting and free of dullhood. Let's go to the videotape. It's just one year ago that we all sat with our friends in a restaurant and wished me farewell. Albuquerque Eats on the Upper East Side, and a cold evening it was. But I really enjoyed myself. I packed my bags, flew 6,000 miles in the air, took me 9 hours and 15 minutes, landed in Tel Aviv Ben-Gurion Airport. Actually, it's not in Tel Aviv, it's in a place called Lod, L-O-D. Since then, I moved straight into an apartment with Dorit, and we've been living together ever since. And, haven't had a major argument yet, and it's been a year. I guess that's a good sign. We feel fairly comfortable with each other. We share a lot of the, let's say, day-to-day qualities about us, which makes us a compatible bunch. We both like to lounge, and although I pull my weight and do what I like to do, and I don't provide any obstacles for the adherence to habits on the other side. Anyway, how have you been? It's been a long year. So I flew 6,000 miles, moved to Israel. Here I am. Spent the first 2 months looking for a job and acclimatizing to this place. And 4 months after I got my job, started working, making money, and purchasing items. Going out to nightclubs and movie theaters. And generally, the problem with going out here at night is that Tel Aviv gets very jam-packed. And it's very hard to find a parking space. I've spent the better part of half an hour to an hour looking for a spot to park. I mean, even if you're willing to pay for a spot, which they're really not expensive, $3, and you park in the center of town, $3, parks your car in the center of town. The problem is sometimes the parking lots are full, especially on a Friday night. Friday nights are Saturday night, actually. Because Saturday night is Sunday night, and on Sunday we go to work. So we like to party on Friday night, because Friday night is Saturday night here. Thursday night's a Friday night, but Thursday night everyone's kind of tired. Sure, there's people go out and party, but I kind of stay home, take a shower, lounge around, watch TV. I've got cable TV now, which provides me with some 30 stations from around the world. I probably get to see more of the world than you guys do.
There's Elliot reporting from Israel in 1991. Next week, more details on gas masks and Scud missiles. A lot of material to play today. Try to cram it all into the show. It's like forcing them clowns into the Volkswagen. Man, this chair. Woo-wee! If I fidget, you're going to know about it. Also, there was a brief break with the archives going up. By tomorrow, the archive for this show will be up, as well as the one from last week. At WFMU.org, it's archive galore for the station here. I think there's like 54 or 55 archives of this radio show. And you can download them, too. Swap them. Trade them with your friends. If you need any help with that, drop me an email at theprof@WFMU.org. Okay, let's go to something a little bit lighter, some lighter material. This is our friend Robert Warren. Back in 1977. With all of his sixth grade friends, he's gone to school with a tape recorder. Actually, with Georgia Todd's tape recorder. Oh, you know what he can. And last week we heard him going through the duck pond or whatever he was doing. Well, a teacher confiscated the tape deck, causing trouble probably at school. But here he is after school with his friends, and there's a particular kind of obnoxiousness about kids around this age. Sixth grade. And you'll hear it here. A lot of... A lot of kids demanding to speak into the tape recorder. And then once they do, what do? They recite commercials that they've heard on television. And there's some chanting of a particular southern nature. This is from a suburb of Atlanta. And then at the end of this piece, they start chasing down little kids. Either just to get them on tape as some kind of a scientific experiment, or just to intimidate them, I'm not sure.
Oh, it's me again! And guess what happened?
Stop the mob!
Okay, now this is around 3:15 in the afternoon, and we have just gotten out of school. Guess what happened? This took away the tape recorder.
You forgot to record it, kid!
And now we are going to tape. Jim, I'm sorry. Say hello, Jim.
Hello, Dad.
And
this
Chris White.
And I'm taking flying lessons. This is how it learns to fly.
Okay, now they're going to do some of their acts. Okay, Jim, do your famous Mama Do.
Mama Do, Mama Do. Mama, Mama, Mama Do.
Okay. Now, Jim and... And Jim and Chris will do their famous oh, oh, oh act.
Give me five, Jimbo.
Oh, oh, oh.
Wasn't that gay? Now,
yes. Let me talk some more. Let me talk some more. Give me it.
Play.
Now, Jim, say play the bongo.
Play the bongo. Play the bongo.
Jim must do chew tobacco.
Okay. And now they're going to do chew tobacco.
You start with chew tobacco. Chew tobacco. Play the bongo. Play the bongo. Mama do. Mama do.
Mama do.
Okay. Now we're going to do. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's Adriana. Say hello.
Hello.
Say hello again.
Hello.
Okay, this is Sandra Alvarez. Say something.
No!
It won't
stop the mob, baby, no?
Okay, this is Nila Garcia. Say something, Nila.
Nila, stop the mob!
Chris's famous words. Get down, honky, and boogie.
Here, Nila, talk.
Hi there.
Hello!
Hey, boy! Get down! Hey, this is a little kid from the middle! Don't eat me! Don't eat me!
Say something!
Rah, rah, rah! Okay, we are going
to
go look for someone to talk to.
I'm available.
Okay, hold on! Joey, come here!
Come on!
This is Kathleen Hines here.
Yes, this is Bob. Wow.
Say hello.
Hello.
Yes. Here's Todd again. Remember him from the morning?
Hello.
That was Todd.
Let me talk.
Okay. I'm talking here, Joey Pizza.
Let go, Joey.
And Nina and Kathleen and Robin telling me to let go.
Let go.
Hi, it's Kate recording you, Arson.
I am.
This time, Kate, before you just let me borrow
it. I'm Todd, you're so nice.
We're turning it off.
Okay, bye. I know you miss me, but bye.
And now a commercial.
Delta is ready when you are.
Delta has 6 non-stops to South Africa, 7 non-stops to Robert Warren's house. Hope you enjoyed this commercial.
Blah, blah, this is.
Oh, what a relief it is. Fast.
Bye.
Okay, Jim.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Finally.
Everybody out there, do you think we should talk to Mrs. Jean?
Yes, I thought you did. Okay, hold on, we're going to go talk to Mrs. Jean. We are now inside the school building, and I don't think I want to talk to Mrs. Jean, because Miss Byrne seems to be very busy. Just don't drop it. Hold the hand. Okay, you're walking to hall, first grade hall. Stop a little Mickey kiss.
That looks like I'm a stupid face. How about you? Hunting down first graders. Good thing they weren't equipped with rifles. We're going to enter the Arkansas portion of our program this evening. First, it's Ronnie, an Arkansas native. We've been hearing from Ronnie and his lover, and his mama and his granny for a few months now, actually. And we're winding up this series. This is the last audio artifact in this series, donated by listener John Mark in Arkansas, and thank you, sir. This is Ronnie from California, back in 84, maybe early 85. And I believe he's sending this to Diane, the high school girl, the one who gets in all the fights, the one we've been hearing from. And here he's describing his new room. He's got some new digs. And he misses his girl. Everything's a drag. He's kind of lost without her. Doesn't want to do anything. He can barely drag himself to chow. But pretty soon they're going to get married. In fact, he mentions that. Says, I guess we'll be married. And then he sort of talks himself into it. And his girlfriend, mind you, is in high school, okay? But at least, you know, they can get some property or an apartment off base and have a lot of sex for a while. But the end of this, it has an interesting insight into Ronnie's personality. It's Ronnie's dream. And the dream involves being chased by a lot of Arkansans with weapons. Well, a couple guns in the dream, too. However, nothing in the dream about the red place on Ronnie's nose.
Well, babe, here it is, 11th January. Here I am without you again. What a drag. It's 3 o'clock. It took me 3.5 hours to get here yesterday. When I got here, started checking in, and they were getting stuff ready for me, you know, trying to get me a room and everything. I finally got a room. Took them all day long. Shows you how well equipped the Marine Corps is sometime. Got in here and got squared away. Went to chow. Wasn't too bad. Didn't do too much, really. I crashed out at about 8:30 because I was tired. My head was hurting, too. Doesn't look like there's much of anything here. Also, I was asking around, and there's not a skating rink. They made it into a bar, which kind of pisses me off, because I would really like to do that while I was here. It doesn't look like I'm going to get to. My roommate said he'd give me a ride next Friday to the house, to your house. I don't know what time we'll get off, but we're supposed to. Said he'd give me a ride to your house Friday, because he's got a girlfriend in Tijuana. So I should be there next weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I miss you so bad now, it ain't even funny. So, yeah, it was a bitch when I got out there to start up my car. It wouldn't start, but you know about that. Also, somebody pulled the line off my air shock on the right side. So, I guess it's fixed. I worked on it. And I hope it's fixed now. When I got some air, it seems to be holding it. A couple hours ago, I put the other line back in. So I had to ride all the way out here without any shocks. It was kind of like using the leaf springs, which isn't too hot. I bottomed out a couple of times on the way up here. At first, I did about 70 miles an hour, I guess, most of the way. And then I did about 65 the rest of the way. 60 to 65. There's a lot of curves, and then I got to the mountain, so I was doing about 50, 55. It's a trip out here, though. Pretty nice climate so far, but it's not summertime either. I wish I was with you right now. If I was there, I'd be with you, spend the whole day. No, I'm here. What a drag. We're gonna have to get something situated as soon as possible. And get you out here. and I guess we'll get married. You know, I've been thinking about it. Seriously, I'm looking forward to us getting married. That way I know wherever I go, you know, usually, some weird cases, you'll be with me, and I'll be with you, and that's what I want. Sometimes, it's supposed to be the 24th of this month, I'm supposed to go to Fort Bragg for a couple of weeks, do a deployment, and then sometime in March, I think, at least that's what they said to me yesterday, I'm supposed to go to the Philippines. And as far as I know, I won't be going anywhere else except here after that. Which I kind of think would be fun to go over to the Philippines. Get to see your mom's country. Or whatever part we go there, you know. I don't know what we're going to do exactly. I know we'll get liberty and something there. That would be fun. Be a trip. I don't know. I just feel lost when I'm not with you, you know. I don't want to do anything. I don't. Like I've been sitting in this room ever since yesterday. I went to the PX and checked it out in the gym. I don't really feel like doing anything. You know, I don't know. It's just a drag. There's only one radio station out here. One FM station. At least the one that's strong to pick up. You might be able to pick some other ones up. Maybe at night or something, I don't know. But there's only one station out here you can pick up. Real good. And it's not too bad. It plays pretty good music. I listened to it all night last night. I had the weirdest dream last night. I dreamed that people were trying. I was running from people back home in Arkansas. In the woods, and they were shooting, trying to shoot me. And at first you were there with me, but I made you stay somewhere or something. I don't know. It's weird. And all these people were trying to shoot me. I didn't even know who they were. First it started out with some guy. They, like a group of people all got around me. And it was some kind of bird or something, like a hawk or something. And I really like birds. And he slapped it on the head. I think he was trying to get it mad and make it attack me or something. I don't know. Anyway, I said, what the hell's wrong with you, man, hitting that bird? He said, you don't like it? And I jumped up, and I punched this a big guy, too, in my dream. Punched him right in the head and knocked a tooth out. And he's like, well, that ain't, you know, trying to be bad or something. Well, after I hit him, and he just kind of passed out. It was weird. The next thing I know, this guy's trying to get me, this big guy, trying to hit me with stuff. So I'm beating the hell out of him again. And then some of his friends or something are trying to shoot me with these pistols. So I'm running, and they end up in his house, my grandpa's house or something. It didn't look like his house, but my grandpa was there, and I got his shotgun. He didn't have any damn, they didn't have no rounds for it or something, or they wouldn't give me any. I'm going, what the hell's going on, you know? All these guys, people are trying to shoot me. This guy pulls out like a .357 Magnum, and I jump behind this chair. And the bullets didn't go through the chair, which I said, what the hell? Anyway, they were shooting rocks all at me. But I didn't know it. Hell, rock salt hurts too, though. It can kill you if you get hit in the face. But it was weird. Never had a dream like that before. And it ended up, this guy, that big guy again, whoever the hell he was, he had like a big staff, and he was trying to fight me. And ended up taking it away from him and hitting him in the head with it a couple of times. Then getting on top of him, his girlfriend jumped on my back. Grabbed me by my eyes, trying to get me off of him. Next thing I know, I woke up, and it was like 4:30. I said, damn, so I crashed back out again. I didn't get up to about 9, then I went and ate breakfast, and it was okay, it wasn't nothing to praise about.
Somebody digging Ronnie's eyes out. It must be a popular thing to do in Arkansas. Because his girlfriend talked about digging some other girl's eyes out, right? A lot of eye digging going on down there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, more about Ronnie's furnishings and how many VCRs he's going to load up his little army or marine dormitory room with. Well, Ronnie may be from Arkansas, but that letter was from California. But right now, we're going to go to Arkansas.
Pretty something to see. This is a pretty drive here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway, though. Double A. Look at this. Look at it. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
Once again, it's wall-to-wall America here on the Audio Kitchen. Starring those Zen masters of the open road, Jim and Arlene Wall. We're headed to Texas. We're in the back seat with Jim's sister Grace on this trip. And waking up in the morning with the Walls in Arkadelphia. Actually, I think he says Clarkadelphia at one point. He tends to sort of jam words together like that because it's in Clark County. The O'Hare Airport is the O'Hare Port. But Jim's a fun-loving guy. And here's a lot of details about the trip. A lot of the numbers. He gives the numbers. He doesn't actually tell you how much their food costs, but he does give out the mileage real regular here. And the food, the cuisine, they're eating Southern cuisine now. Not just the regular eggs and bacon and roast beef sandwiches. Now they're delving into some more exotic fare. Hush puppies, grits, catfish.
Today is Monday the 14th of October, and we're ready to go over to the Holiday Inn restaurant to eat some breakfast. 8 o'clock in the morning, got a good night's sleep, and here we go. We went out to the Holiday Inn thing, restaurant, and had I had one egg and grits and coffee and toast, and Arlene had the same, and Grace had a waffle with coffee, and it was very good. And here we are back on at our hotel room, but on the way we took the pool route, and we went over by the pool, mockingbird singing out there, and a cat followed us back to our room, and very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here we go.
They weren't.
No. Oh. All right. 20 after 9, and we're on our way to Texarkana. And the mileage is 982.7 miles. 41,488 total miles. 41,488.89. Total miles, and 983 regular miles on our trip. Now, what else do you want to know? An overcast, cloudy sky with the blue showing through looks pretty good. And so forth. Okay. Well, it's 20 minutes to 11, and we have 1,036 miles on our speedometer. And the sun is out, and it's the blue sky and the clouds are mixed. And we're down here in the south, and there's a big black buzzard flying around up there. Look at that bugger. A buzzard, yeah. That's a black buzzard. Vulture. And everything is green, yeah. And the oak trees, I guess, are just turning a little, and they look more dry than turning. But the pines and everything is so green, and everything is so lush and green. Nice weather, and it's going to be in the 70s again, I guess. And we're heading for Texarkana right now. We left Arkadelphia and so forth, and Arkadelphia is where we stayed last night. And we just stopped at a little place for a coffee break. Had sweet roll and coffee, and Arlene had toast and coffee, and we're on our way again. There was a tour stop there, a Greyhound tour, with a lot of old people that were on a 40-day tour from out of California, and they had gone all the way up to Lake Superior, I guess, and on our way home now. So here we are going down the highway. We're stepping at the Texas Tourist Bureau here to get some information where to go in Texas, okay? Right in Texarkana. This is West Texarkana, I guess. We just have catfish. We just ate catfish, a basket, french fries with them, an onion ring, and
hush puppies.
And we're on our way to Marshall. French fries, yeah. Coffee and something. On our way to Marshall. Whew, it's warm in this car. And the time is 128. The mileage is 1,102 miles, huh? Yeah, okay. Entering Marshall at 2:45 with 1,170 miles on it. Monday, 10/14/74.
So there they are, still traveling, still driving, still moving. I don't know. I love a road trip, and every time you hear the walls, you're moving across the country. Got a really nice email about the walls this weekend. A listener, she called them a revelation. I'd have to agree. Time now for an answering machine tape. This machine belonged to a couple of Florida residents, George and Adele, from the last decade, not that old. Nothing cosmic really happens here on this tape. Except for somebody's trying to fish an alligator out of a lake, but that happens in Florida. There's a call in the beginning where Adele gets woken up and you hear that sort of impatient, half-asleep sound with the nasal breath into the phone receiver. But basically, just listen to this and sort of let the all the metaphysics of late middle age kind of wash over you. The committee meetings, all the associations, the friends coming in and out of the hospital. A life you've never had.
I'm from Attorney Gimmer's office. The number here is 875-1973. You don't have to call me, though. I just wanted to let you know that the depositions scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. Thank you.
I'm just checking this phone, and I'm hanging up. Okay?
Okay.
Right. I'm going to call back a little later, too.
All right.
George, this is Milt. Just wanted you to know that Joe's doing real well. She's had full recovery, and she did not have a stroke. She just had a very severe fainting spell. But she's doing real well. No need to call back.
George, this is Ed. I can't play tomorrow morning, Wednesday. I've got a dental appointment. I don't know how many you're going to have, but it doesn't look like you're going to have very many. It'll be probably you and Burbridge, or maybe Slocum if he's going to play.
George, this is Mort Weiner. I'm calling in reference to the May 5th rack-up. I need to know whether you'll be going on it or not. Would you please give me a call when you have a chance? Thank you.
Which medication is that?
The... Let me get that. We are here. The level thyroid?
Uh-huh. Your Synthroid? Uh-huh.
Wants to increase that to 0.2 milligrams.
How much? Well, he'll have to write out a prescription.
It was already called in.
Oh, it has been.
Right. Let me see where we are here.
It's Ruth Wilson calling. I'd like to report to you about the Memorial Committee. Fund. Thank you.
Hi, George. This is Patty at Best Insurers. It's 4:15 on Tuesday the 20th. Give me a call when you get back. Thank you.
Hi, Adele. This is Louise. Just calling to see how you are. I have been missing you for these last few weeks since we talked last. And I had Betsy here for 2 weeks. She just went home last Tuesday. There's been a number of things going on here, and I'm anxious to find out what's going on at your house and when we can get together. Call me when you have time. Bye-bye.
Hi, George. This is Charles. Give me a call at your earliest convenience this evening, if possible, or tomorrow. Thanks, George. Bye.
Mr. Bauer, my name is John Sullivan. Marion Fogue gave me your name and phone number and suggested I give you a call regarding homeowners insurance. I would appreciate it when you get time. Would you please return the call? Thank you.
George, this is Helena of the Lions Club. I've been trying to reach you, see if you're going to be at the meeting Wednesday. Thank you.
Hey, George, this is George Tuttles. I was just wondering, are you going to have a board of directors meeting of the Men's Golf Association in September? I'm getting ready to make the calendar. Could you give me a call and let me know? Thank you.
George, it's Larry Brown, and I'm trying to get the Heritage Room, and I was over at the association. They say I have to go through you to get approval on the thing. It's a meeting for 40 C's, and I'm trying to get the room for a couple hours in October. Give me a call when you get back in. Thanks a lot, George.
Hello, George. This is Ed Venn. I need to talk to you about the key for the ramp. I have the alligator guy out here, and he wanted to get into the lake and try to find that alligator with a boat. So give me a buzz when you get a chance. Bye-bye.
George, it's Eileen. I don't know whether you're in town or not, but was calling to let you know that Bob Strauss passed away this morning. This is Friday the 28th, I think, or 29th. He's been having some heart problems again. All righty, bye-bye now.
Hi, it's just Agnes calling to wish you two lovebirds a happy anniversary and wishing you all the best. Bye-bye. Hi, it's Agnes. I give up. I can't get through. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's a job, huh? Being the alligator guy. You probably need some tools for that job besides this boat. That's my guess. Speaking of tools, you can provide me with some utensils for the show. You have some amateur audio that you've discovered or found or made, you can send it this way. And if you're looking for tips on how to find audio, I can help you with that. I can give you all the information I have as far as how to hunt down material like this at your local thrift store, junk store, or maybe in your mom's closet. My email is theprof@wfmu.org. And the mailing address is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. That's where this broadcast originates, Jersey City, New Jersey. Okay, the professor just about to sign off. The Audio Kitchen just about to close down for the night. One more selection, though, coming up for you. This is a recordio, a homemade record from 1949. came from that feller in the Bran Flakes. What's he call himself? Otis Fodder. That's it. This is a party in 49. Rather later in the evening, I assume, because there's some intoxication apparent here. Couples. There are a bunch of drunk couples, it sounds like. And it was labeled a mother's birthday. And there's a song about how wonderful mom is. So maybe that's the occasion. But let's find out what it's like to be drunk and stupid half a century ago. Let's investigate.
Do a little interviewing again. The first one on the program is Loretta McCune. Of course, the Yells have it all over today, as you'll find out as the program goes on. Okay, Loretta?
Isn't it fun to get together?
Oh, listen, Loretta, you should have more than that to say. Come on, Ellie, our hostess.
Oh, gosh, what can I say?
Well, put it out there and say something.
I'll just say, oh, everything is swell.
And our little small guest here, Adrian, what will we have from you?
Just say something, honey.
Did
you have a good time?
I'm having a lot of fun here.
Oh, that's a good girl. And now we have Mae Donovan is the next one.
Well, I've told everybody else what to say, but I can't think of anything to say for myself. I'm having a swell time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, more people say that. I just don't know what to say. Mr. Rodman, you better not say that.
Well, I have a lot of things to say. First, I want to thank Elle for a very, very pleasant afternoon and evening, and I think this is a very fine warm-up for Thanksgiving. That turkey was wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodman. Okay, Mae O'Neill is the next one, and what have we to hear from you?
Very happy to be here, and I've had a most enjoyable afternoon and evening.
Thank you, Mae. And Lorette, Auntie Lorette, no less. Let's hear what you have to say.
I love to cook a turkey, and is this the way it goes? I hope it is.
Cook that turkey.
I hope it's good. I hope.
You mean it was good.
I hope it was good. The sis paid for the bill. I hope it was good and came up to her expectations. Because it is a little difficult to cook it, but I love to do it. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
I'll tell you one thing about that turkey. It was a turkey that was. It just ain't anymore. Now we will hear from Lenore Patterson. A song from her. Oh, yes, we'll have a little parody of some sort.
Well, thank you, Marion, and I've had such fun being here this afternoon. I'm particularly happy to celebrate USF's victory over St. Mary's. I think that was wonderful. Don't you all agree? Yes?
Of course you do!
Hooray for USF! And Charlie said we should sing a song, so I can't think of anything on the spur of the moment, but there's nothing like, I want a girl just like the girl in Mary, dear old Dan. She was a girl and the only pearl of daddy ever had. Come on. Dear old-fashioned girl and heart so true.
Thank you very much, Lenore. And now we've got the sleepyhead whom we've been able to keep awake so far tonight. Let's have a few words from him. Thank you.
Casey Jones was a son of a... He ran an engine through an open switch. He blew the whistle and he rang the bell and he went through the tunnel like a matter of health.
Thank you very much. Al, what have we got to hear from you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now shift you over to the feature race of the day, where Bill McCarthy will take over. And there we go. It's Seabiscuit down the stretch, and here comes Bobo. And down the whole stretch, here they are. It's Seabiscuit by a length and 1/2.
Well, that was a very fine impersonation, but the time of day doesn't correspond. I've never seen a night horse race yet. Okay, Lorraine, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, I've had just a wonderful time today. Everything was grand, particularly the men, Roy and Frank and Pete and Darlene and Larry and Charlie. Charlie, don't do that!
And we leave you with this thought.
What could Charlie have done there? Hope nobody got hurt. Well, I'm being forced to leave the studio. I was going to try to do like a three-hour show, but Meredith is here, and look out. Her thunder is legendary. I'm not going to say anything about her trash. Speaking of trash, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. And on the internet, it's WFMU.org. I'm supposed to tell you that stuff. See you next week. Me and Ronnie will be here waiting for you. Look out.
Goodbye.